I saw this morning's facts. Over 14,000 accounts out there are in jeopardy of having to pay late fees and penalties and stuff. Is that an unusual number for the day before the deadline?
Actually, 14,000 accounts participated in the half payment this year for the 2010 tax year, and that number is actually down from previous years. We've been monitoring it, and I ran some reports this morning and was a little bit surprised to see that we only had a little over 16% of the taxpayers that took advantage of the half payment.
Is there a possibility that these 14,000 who paid in the first half, they have some sort of automatic payment that will take place tomorrow then by their mortgage companies or somebody?
Not generally mortgage companies. And, you know, they may have a specific payment set up within their electronic payment systems. But overall, what we see generally is payment through our website or rather large contingency go ahead and mail the payments in, and then we always have a large group that likes to personally come in and give us that money and get their receipt right there on the spot. So we expect it to be a pretty busy day tomorrow.
Sounds like it. So let's run down the rules again about making sure that you have the payment in the office by midnight tomorrow.
Yes, and we say midnight because we had established a Dropbox a few years back. It's actually a slot in the side of the building. It enables people who just really can't get here by 5 o'clock, but they like to bring it personally, to drop their payment in. The information is our drops are videoed, and we do check it at midnight, so we know that it's gotten there. And we just feel like giving them that little bit of an extension beyond the 5 o'clock time frame when we close is helpful to a lot of people. But other people are going to want to come in, and that's great. We're happy to see them. They need to be aware of the parking issues. Make sure and plan a little extra time. Plan for warm weather because the line does get fairly long and outside of the building periodically. So it gets a little uncomfortable. And our biggest concern usually is the people that want to pay by mailing their payment, and they will wait until the last minute, and unfortunately they'll either mail it from their house or they'll drop it in a box at the post office that is after the pickup time. And if that happens, that payment's not going to be postmarked on June 30th. And if it's not postmarked on June 30th, we can't accept it as a June payment. So they will then wind up with that 13% penalty and interest on the very next day.
Just trying to think if there's anything else that need to remind taxpayers about.
People can pay from our website. They can do e-checks from the website, which, unless it's a really large payment, the fee on an e-check is only $5. So if you forget or you get caught and you can't get down here, you don't get it in the mail, you can always go to brazostax.org and click on the e-check payment to the left-hand side. Fill out the information. It will draft from your bank account. And as long as it's less than a $10,000 payment, it's just $5 fee on that. And that's a lot less than the penalty and interest. And if they want to use a credit card, they can do so at that time as well. There are credit card options, payment by credit card. But there is a percentage fee on that from the company that offers that service for us. So they need to be aware of it. But they'll be told what the fee is before they complete the transaction.
And let's go back to the e-check option, because that may be new to some folks who may not even have a credit card and may not be aware that they can just use their account number and the routing number that's on their check and make that electronic payment without having to go downtown.
You know, I've been surprised that option, which has really been out there for about 4 or 5 years, hasn't been more popular. Because, once again, it keeps you from having to chase down an envelope and a stamp and a check and try to beat that particular deadline. And, once again, they have up until midnight to do that, because those payments from the website are documented and we know exactly when it's completed. And as long as you complete it and get your confirmation before midnight, then you know, you're able to count that as a current tax payment. So if they go to the website of BrazosTax.org and look to the left-hand side of the screen, there's an e-check option, and then they just follow the steps, and that payment will be drafted from their bank account. And I think it's a great backup plan for anyone who we always have someone who gets sick. You know, I meant to come down and pay on time, but, you know, or they had a family member get sick, or they just flat forget sometimes. And almost everyone has access to the Internet these days. So that's just a great option for people to follow up and complete that payment.
Let's go back to the beginning, because we talked about those who have already made first half tax payments. I'm kind of curious if you know even approximately how much tax revenue has come in so far this year, and whether that's ahead or behind what's normal.
You know, we actually are ahead on collections this year compared to last year. And I think one of the reasons is that we are seeing more people not take advantage of the half payment, because if you think about it, the more take advantage of the half payment, then we have to wait until June for that balance of that revenue to come in. But we've seen more full payments, and we have actually seen quite a bit of activity with people refinancing and taking advantage of different options from their mortgage companies. So we're seeing at the time a refinance goes through, then the taxes are paid in full. So it's just a little bit of a shift in the way the payments have been coming in, but we actually are seeing our collection rate up somewhat from last year.
But yet there are enough out there that you're anticipating some lines tomorrow.
We're anticipating some lines. We're always anticipating heavy phone call for people that have lost their statement. They're not sure how much they owe or what they need to do as far as sending in the payments. And so we try and make sure and have ample people here to staff the phones, but it may be difficult to get through. So if they need to call us, they need to start early. If they don't get a human on the phone but get a machine, we will call them back and make sure that we try and answer their questions. But if they have lost their payment stubs, they can always go back to that website and look it up online. They can look it up using their name, using their address, or if they know it from their other records, their property tax ID number. And they can search and find their information as far as the balance due on our website.
Anything else to remind listeners?
Just to please be careful. It's really, really warm out there, and we hand out envelopes for people who are standing in line and encourage them to drop it in the drop box. Any of the drop payments or any of the payments that are mailed in, we do process them within usually a week to a week and a half, and we do mail receipts out. So if they're concerned about getting a receipt, that's an automatic service that we provide. We will mail you a receipt.